Recording on each. And can everybody hear us okay?
We sure can.
Okay. We are on and ready.
Okay. So Jim, you're going to handle those, right?
Yes.
Okay, so all I can do is just announce this.
Yep.
Okay. Ready to start the meeting?
Yes.
Okay, I will call the meeting to order for the Tuesday, January 26, 2021, or 2021, just remember that, 2020 is gone. City Council meeting, and I'm looking for a roll call from our clerk, Lisa.
Oak?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Roshewski?
Yes.
Welcher?
Yes.
Funkhauser is absent. Breeders?
Yes.
Tarulis?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
We have a quorum.
Awesome, thank you very much. Well, I know Bart is always kind of crazy about this stuff, and so are some of you. I was going to amend the agenda, but I guess we're just not going to act on some things. So I have no amendments to the agenda. And I also have to say, so because this is a quote, emergency meeting still, we're going to be an emergency meeting as long as I'm there. That could be a long time, folks. Or it could be a short time too. But nonetheless, we have to do everything by roll call vote, okay? So I just want to make sure we're aware of that. So we're going to start with, holy crap, too bad you all aren't here. There are so many people here to protect me tonight in case the mob gets out of control. I got like 35 or 40 cops here. This is fantastic. Anyway, you all can't see this, but we've got some cool presentations. The first thing we got is a couple of retirements. Jim, are you going to come up for this? Who's going to do this?
Ray
and Barrow. Ray and Barrow, where are they? So we have Sergeant Andrew Jelanewski and Sergeant, and Officer Dale Aronson. Are they both here? They got to both be here.
Both here. So, I'll do Sergeant Jelanewski first, if that's all right,
Mayor. Yeah, but I'm going to tell you a quick story about Jello here. Okay. So am I allowed to stand up?
Sure.
So Mr. Jelanewski, Jello here, I gotta think of the best way to tell this story. So, and it's nothing embarrassing for him. So unfortunately, I have a relative who's not feeling the best and is in another town, in a hospital. And my brother was texted and said, hey, can you bring me some stuff? So my brother goes up, brings some stuff, and they say, hey, what's the last name of your friend or relative? And the name is Wirtz. And they say, oh, like the hockey team. Yeah, I like the hockey team. And he says, I don't even know if my relative is here. Can you at least check for me? Because I drove from like far away. And they said, well, where are you from? And he said, well, I'm from Yorkville. And they said, well, do you know Bob Wirtz? And my brother says, well, that's my cousin. And then this person says, well, do you know the mayor? And he says, well, that's my brother. And the person happened to be Jello. He just took a job as a security guard at this hospital. And so that was, what, like 2 weeks after he took the job?
Yeah.
And you probably recognize him by the voice. He sounds a lot like me.
He does.
But I swear a lot more. So anyway, so I didn't get to make your... We got to turn this. How do we turn this?
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't get to make your party. Sorry. You retired on a short notice. But
yeah, for sure.
Thank you. I'll step out of the way. But
Dana, would you like to...
That was just a funny story.
You're good.
And I know you all hate these masks, I'm sorry.
All right, so first presentation tonight, we'd like to celebrate the retirement of Sergeant Andrew Jelanewski, affectionately known as Jello. Most of you should know him. He started with our Yorkville Police Department February 2004. I started shortly after him, and he was one of my first field training officers. So I remember such things as fly the flag, kid, check your businesses first thing in the morning, lots of those great pieces of advice from my field training officer. So Sergeant John Dusky Jello was a field training officer, a detective, patrol officer, obviously. He's been a patrol sergeant for several years up until his retirement. But I think one of the things most of us remember him for, and probably his favorite times, was a canine handler. And we can't leave out his canines, Sammy and Yoda, even though Yoda scared the hell out of me. That was a vicious dog. So, but his time here, Jello, he received his master's degree. He attended Northwestern School of Public Safety, Staff of Command School, 10-week, pretty long, arduous course. So congratulations on your successful completion of that. Also in his time recently, he recreated our Yorkville Citizens Police Academy, basically almost from scratch, right? I mean, wouldn't you say? It was a lot of work he put into it, and it got our first Yorkville Citizens Police Academy class going in a long time. It was very successful, so very important for us, the Yorkville Police Department Community Outreach, so I thank you for working on that. So right now, he's moving on to his second career, where he's a sergeant in North Shore Hospital.
Public safety, system. Yes.
Public safety. So congratulations on your retirement and your time here at Yorkville Police Department, your 32 total years as a police officer. So thank you very much and your service to the citizens of Yorkville and then the Yorkville Police Department.
Thanks. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.
We need a photo with...
Please.
Chief, hop in.
Come on.
Come on.
Whatever. Don't chuck me.
What was that, Gary?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm sorry about this. No. My brother says, hey, I'm like, you won't do this. I found out, like, I took a picture of my phone. He's like, yep, that's the guy.
Congrats. Yeah, thank you. Good to meet you.
Thank you. Thanks for too. Thank you. I like your shirt, too.
Thank you.
I want to congrats. I didn't know you were Harley guy. Are you really? Are you
Harley?
Really? Have you riding a little side here? You have your own?
Oh, I got my own.
Do you really? Really? That's awesome. Good for you. Well, congrats. Thank you. I think, Barry, you can take it over here.
Yep.
Let me step out of the way.
All right. So the next presentation we have is going to be for Officer Aronson. With him is his wife, Dina. So this one was a kind of a really hard one for me to kind of when I went over the bio, because it kind of got a little emotional thinking of all the things that Dale's done for the community over the last 28 years. So as I was kind of going through everything and kind of what makes me think of Dale, there were two attributes that came to mind. So basically we had loyalty and community. And Dale just embraced the community where, you know, so many different times as a police officer, you come into contact with the public. And over 28 years that he served with us, I had never once met somebody that had a negative thing to say about an interaction they had with Dale. It's humbling just to watch him, just the professionalism that you exhibited. Dale got to see Yorkville from a community of just a few thousand people grow into what we're at now of 20,000 people. He served out of three different actual buildings. Do we consider the riverfront a building or not? I don't know.
Technically.
So he was at the riverfront, the Game Farm House, and then 804 Game Farm Road. Some career highlights for him. Not only did he serve with us for 28 years, but he was also retired as the chief of IMSA. So everything that he gave back to us, we're forever grateful for. The impressions that you left on me and the staff here, it's just, you're just a complete professional, Dale. And so we want to thank you for everything you've done. And Chief Jensen has a shadow box for you. This is a token of our appreciation for you and everything you're able to do for our community.
Congratulations.
Thank
Can I get somebody to take a photo? Anyone?
I knew Joe Musky was Irish. What were we supposed to look at here?
Look at him first. All right, now look over here.
Let me get out of here. Get the computer out of here. Okay. Yeah. Best I can. Over here.
Well, I got some good snaps.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you, everybody. It's been an honor serving with you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Joe. Riley and Mason, why don't you guys come up as well?
Excellent. You want to do this?
Now, when you do the thing, I'll do it with my first thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's fine. Do you want me to do this, or you can do that first?
No, I'll do this first, and then you can do
that. That's fine.
All right, so this is one of the cool parts about the job. You know, obviously, retirements are great. I've been there, love it. But promotions are you know, they don't come along very often. Doing this part of your career, that this is fantastic. So I want to introduce Kelly, Mason, and Riley. Did I get that right?
You got it.
I mix them up. Chris's sons and Chris's wife. So first of all, I want to congratulate you and your wife Kelly on the promotion. This is an exciting day in your career as a police officer. And I'm excited that you're going to be taking on the leadership roles within the organization. Very excited about that. Ray Bear and I have had a lot of very good conversations. We're waiting for this day to come, and we're excited to have you take that step with us. So our message to Kelly, we want to thank you first of all for sharing him with us, okay? We want to thank you for allowing to serve this community. Chris is the first guy when we call, he never turns it down. He's always here, no matter what, he's always here. And I know that takes time away from you guys. So I want to thank you for that. And we want to thank you for dealing with all the stress that this job's going to give. He's going to have a lot more as a sergeant, but I know he's going to do great. I can't wait. I can't wait to see it. So, Chris's biography. So he was hired in 08, 13 years with the Yorkville Police Department, and 3 years with the Plano Police Department, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Okay. So Johnny, we stole a good one. That's a good thing. He's held many positions in the department, from obviously patrol officer. He was a field training officer. He was a SWAT member, ILEAS Mobile Field Force member, master firearms instructor, narcotics officer. Chris has pretty much done it all here, a school resource officer here with our department. So we've got a lot of experience that he's bringing forward to the patrol ranks, which I can't wait to see what you do with all the patrol guys. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations. Congrats. Congrats, buddy. John, Bob, I'll let you go. I'll turn it over to you guys.
Now, Bob is the president or the chair? I forget your title.
Chairman
of the police commission. So I guess I don't have a byline. I'm not like the Supreme Court justice. So go ahead and raise your hand, please, and repeat after me. I, Christopher Hayes, you go by Christopher?
Yes.
Okay. I, Christopher Hayes.
I, Christopher Hayes.
Having been appointed to the office of sergeant.
Having been appointed to the office of sergeant.
In the United City of Yorkville.
In the United City of Yorkville.
In the county of Kendall aforesaid.
In the county of Kendall aforesaid.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
Addie!
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I'll faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of sergeant.
Of the office of sergeant.
Of the United City of Yorkville Police Department.
Of the United City of Yorkville Police Department.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations. What I can tell you all is this, is, again, it's amazing to have you all here, and I appreciate it. And I'm so glad Those of you who aren't working, you dress casual like Bob and I do. It's fantastic. In fact, look at that. I got the plaid on too, so. But Jim has been so excited about this. I know you've all been a little tight on staff here in the last year or so, pretty much since I took office, and that just tells you how cheap I am. But anyway, now that you got a full contingent coming in and you got a new sergeant, I'm so excited because you all have done a fantastic job. And guess what? A year from now, we're going to be in a new building. That's going to be super exciting, too. And this is going to be a fantastic year. We're going to get to do some outdoor events and stuff like that. And I know you probably don't all like those late night duties, but it's going to be a fantastic year. And I appreciate everything you've all done. Thank you very much. That's double duty on those cameras.
Everybody smile.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you all for coming tonight. They're all leaving now,
Jim was on the committee, if I'm not mistaken, when the 10 shared principles were, I guess, discussed, talked about, and eventually passed. Jim has been instrumental this year with the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police really pushing this and really pushing police reform in the state of Illinois. So I'm going to turn this over to Jim. He's I see him on the Zoom, and he can explain a little further, and we'll go from there.
Thanks, Chief Jensen. First of all, I'd like to thank Mayor Purcell and the members of the Yorkville City Council for allowing me to speak and address you this evening. I'll try and be brief out of respect for everyone's time. As Chief Jensen mentioned, we started this endeavor in probably late 2016, early 2017, when then I believe Frank Comiskey was the president, where we decided that we wanted to try and collaborate, work with the NAACP and developing a set of principles that both associations would agree with and work with each other's memberships on trying to embolden. In March of 2018, both associations officially adopted the 10 shared principles. It is the first ever document in the nation where it's an agreed upon set of principles between a state law enforcement association and a statewide civil rights group. To date, there's no other association in the United States that has adopted these set of principles. And in fact, in 2018, we met with the California chiefs to discuss our collaboration and realized that we were light years ahead of many other associations in working with the NAACP on this project. To date, we've led over 24 regional and local events over the last 4 years and engaged with more than 1,000 people, having difficult conversations and discussing how we could better work to build trust within our communities. When you look at the concepts of the 10 shared principles, if you remove the Illinois Chiefs logo and the NAACP logo from the top of this, it talks about treating everyone with dignity and respect, rejecting discrimination, building and rebuilding trust within our communities, developing ongoing relationships, and endorsing the values inherent to community policing. And those words in and of itself are basically the tenets behind our oath of office as police officers. So, you know, I couldn't be more proud of the fact that Chief Jensen has signed on to this document. It's been a long year for us. When I became president, one of my goals of the association was to get more agencies to sign on and adopt these set of principles. Originally, when I became president, we had 177 agencies signed on in the state of Illinois. To date, Chief Jensen now joins 258 agencies in the state of Illinois that have adopted these shared principles. In addition to a corporate sponsor, AT&T, IRMA has adopted these set of shared principles as well as the Illinois Municipal League. So you should be proud of Chief Jensen and the men and women of the Yorkville Police Department, and proud of yourselves as a governing body for adopting these principles and continuing to build trust with the people who live, work, and visit the city of Yorkville. Chief Jensen, I'll turn it over to you.
Great, thank you. Thank you, Jim. I really appreciate your time and the kind words. So in the packet that you guys have all received, you will see a copy of the 10 shared principles. We are ordering two more of the posters, and we will be framing them to put them up around the building. It's important that the men and women of our organization see this on a constant basis. When they're in roll call, they need to see this document. They need to be reminded of the document. When they walk out the door, they need to see the document. They need to be reminded of the document. And it's also going to be posted in our lobby, making sure that the citizens of Yorkville understand that this is our commitment to them in our community. So, thank you very much for the opportunity to present this to you today. Jim, thanks for coming in as the IACP president. And I'm going to turn it back over. If anybody has any questions, I'll take any. Joe.
As we discussed in public safety last week or before, whenever that was, again, thank you for being proactive. Thank you for the conversation, no matter how difficult. And we appreciate the fact that you're standing up and you're making this a codified. It's always been an assumption or an assumption based on what we kind of hold you responsible for, but I am proud that you actually took steps to make sure it's a public declaration that every officer who is in the United States will uphold this, no matter what. So thank you very much for making it public, and I hope those posters show up everywhere around City Hall and the police station, and you continue to lead that example. Thanks, Chief.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you both on that. So, I just have to say, we have a lot going on here, and I do make mistakes, as Mr. Peterson pointed out. And we're going to back up, because I never did the Pledge of Allegiance. So I'm going to stand up. If you want to join me, great. If you don't, I understand, but I'm going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So, Mr. Peterson, thank you for pointing that out. I appreciate it very much. Now, we have no public hearings. I guess that was our public hearing. Are there any citizen comments on the agenda? Any citizens in Zoom land have any comments on the agenda? No comments on the agenda. Okay. Next we have, I think I hear Ms. Milshewski making a motion to approve the consent agenda. Is that correct?
Almost.
Second.
Second by Seaver, nice. And I'm told there's no discussion on this, so we'll do a roll call, please. Oh wait, I should say for the minutes and for the bills totaling $1,508,522.36. Now we'll do a roll call, please.
Hope?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Perulis?
Yes.
Fanzier?
Yes.
Clocher?
Yes.
Breeders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you all very much. And now we get to move on to the mayor's report. And under the mayor's report, we have several items. And then, of course, I'll give a few things that aren't listed. But the first we have, and I'll let Bart explain this, 2021-05, a resolution approving a premise use agreement for the Senior Services Associates use of a portion of the Beecher Community Building. Let's get a motion and then we can discuss. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Plocher and Peterson. Okay, we got the JPs going there. Okay. Now, this is a continuation of the 5 years, correct, Bart? So why don't you just explain it briefly, Bart, please?
Yeah, Senior Services has been using a room within the Beecher Center as providing various services since 2005. We have approved use agreements with Senior Services every 5 years since then, and so this is for a new 5-year renewal under the same terms that have been in every other use agreement since 2005. The general outline of the lease or the use agreement is $500 a month from Senior Services to the city in exchange for a use of the majority of the building.
Okay, I am back. Thank you very much. Are there any questions from council? Not legal council, but city council. Mr. Koch, did you have a question or are you just itching?
Just itching.
Okay. Just itching to get out of here, probably. Okay. Well, I don't see or hear any comments or questions, so we'll do a roll call, please.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Terulis?
Yes.
Transier? Is that a yes? Okay, I see the head nod. Clocher?
Yes.
Breeders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Felk?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Very nice, thank you all. So this next item, I'm gonna let Chief Jensen talk again. And this is a federal use of force certification for the YPD. And I think with everything that's been in the news here recently, locally, in the state, I think this is something that's exciting for Jim to talk about. Actually, how our police force is way ahead of a lot of the others.
So first of all, thank you, Mayor Purcell. So just recently, we received our federal use of force certification through the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police. The certification means that the Yorkville Police Department use of force policies are aligned with local, state, and federal laws. In addition, our policies and procedures adhere to the strictest standards regarding prohibition on use of chokeholds, incorporation of de-escalation strategies, a duty to intervene to prevent excessive force being used, and providing immediate and appropriate medical care after the force is used. This certification is part of the Presidential Executive Order number 13929 about safe policing for safe communities. I want to thank the Deputy Chief Ray Mikulasik going through our policies and updating our policies and making sure we're doing the research that needs to be done to make sure that we are doing the right things at this police department, and especially the right things when it comes to use of force, response, and resistance. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to take any. I don't think we have any. All right, thanks.
Thank you, Jim. Fantastic. Okay, thank you all. Moving ahead to the mayor's report, item three. And I believe this is just discussion only. Is that correct? So this is the Bristol Ridge Road Resurfacing potential STP, and I don't know what that stands for, some type of funding from a state grant, federal grant. And this is a project we discussed a few months ago, didn't we, Bart?
We have, yeah. This is an item coming out of Public Works Committee. We ended up canceling the meeting because this was the only agenda item. It's more of a heads up to the city council so that they understand that there's an engineering agreement forthcoming for design engineering for Bristol Ridge Road that we need in order to become shovel ready, for lack of a better phrase, for a future grant for this project. So we're on a wait list. The only way that we will move up the wait list and receive the grant is if we complete this engineering agreement, which we expect to cost about $70,000. But it'll be good for 5 years or so, and can be tweaked thereafter to maintain relevancy when we need to redo the project. So the grant itself is generally an 80-20 grant coming from the state. So it's a several hundred thousand dollar overlay of Bristol Ridge Road, and so our local share will be a couple hundred thousand dollars to get that. And we're giving everybody the warning that we're coming down with a previously unbudgeted engineering agreement, probably for fiscal year 22 for this project. And so we wanted to put it on the table now and see if anybody had any questions about the project or the engineering agreement at this point.
Questions? Mr. Frieders?
No question. I just want to say I'm a voice support for it. Just simply, we would spend the money anyway if we were budgeting it ourselves. So the fact that we were going to do it anyway, and the fact that it increases our chances of becoming, you know, eligible in the future, I'd say roll with it. Sure.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Other comments from council? City council again. Excellent. So I just have a couple quick questions. And I know we're working on this, but Bart, you said realistically this would not be until fiscal year 2022, correct?
Yes, I verified that with Brad earlier this week.
Okay, so again, that's good. Just, we're giving you a heads up on that. And is Brad out there? I didn't look.
Yes.
Bradley, wherever you
yes.
are. Oh, there we see you. Brad, it looks like you're in an airport lounge or something like that. Holy cow.
Almost. A new background.
Where's your vodka? So what I'd like to know is this overlay, how thick would it be and approximately how long would it last?
Yeah, so these types of projects are limited on the thickness you can do, but roughly it's 3 inches of overlay. So we'd be milling off and putting back 3 inches. And that would roughly last 12 to 17 years.
Nice. Well, that's a highly traveled road, so that's good. Okay. And you have a guesstimate, the dollar amount for the whole project yet?
Yeah, we have an estimate. It's roughly $700,000 for the entire project, including engineering.
Okay, and then ours would be 20% of that. So
yes,
80% 80% of 700 grand is 560 grand. To Mr. Frieder's point, we're going to need to do this anyway. Let's you know, my thought is let's get this ready, and when hopefully that money's released, we're ready to go. And if not, we still need to do it. So excellent. Thank you, Brad.
You bet.
Other comments? Mr. Frieder's again.
I just had a quick question. Is this particular roadway, Road to Better Roads, eligible at all?
You know, certainly I would think, and Eric, if you disagree, certainly chime in, but I would think this would be something we'd want to do in the next 5 years anyway. My recollection is it did score pretty low on the recent new survey of the roadways, so it probably would fall within, or close to fall within, our five-year plan.
Right, cool. You are correct, Brad.
But we can use the engineering to hopefully push off us having to invest the full 700.
Yes.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? Eric, did you have anything to add?
No, I think Bart and Brad covered it very well. It's great to be able to use SPP funds instead of our own, as Joel said.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you. Thank you all. Before we move on, I just wanted to say, Eric, and I know I emailed you, but I drove around today. The roads were fantastic. I know sometimes the snows fall just nicely. Maybe that helped, but I tell you what, they did a great job. The roads were nice, so thank you very much.
I did tell the crew, and they said no problem anytime. They were out at 3 a.m. this morning and got to quit at 3 p.m., so they had a long day, but it worked out really well for us.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, so we're jumping ahead from item 3 to item 6, but actually this item we don't even need to do. So I'll give you a little update. As I mentioned the last meeting, myself and some others, we've really been trying to work with the Board of Health and the Health Department to try to really get the COVID vaccines into Kendall County, and obviously Yorkville residents too, because we're in Kendall County. And we really want to be the leader in the state as far as counties. So we've had several meetings with the health department and some other leaders in the county, the chairman of the county board, Scott Greider, actually a couple of Board of Health members, including Chief Jensen and Lynn Kulik, who's the president, some staff, Rand Van Gundy and Steve Karate from the health department. And then we've had a meeting with some of the other mayors too. But they've just kind of laid out what are the challenges they face. Not roadblocks, but challenges. And the first one was funding. And I suggested that they get a nice fund balance, because I knew that from my days in accounting. I suggested that they use some of those monies, and they were receptive to that. And then obviously the building, you all cooperated and allowed them to use the building, and that's working fantastic. I know Mr. Peterson in a couple of moments had some thoughts on that, because he got a tour today. So we're using the building. And then the last meeting we had was last Thursday, and we heard from Representative Keith Wheeler, and he said to us a couple of things he's heard. One is you get the number of vaccines based on the need of the county. Well, we can't change the demographics, the makeup of our county. We just can't change that. It is what it is. But one of the other factors the state looks at, and not the only factor, one of the factors is how quickly can we get these vaccines out. So that was interesting, because one of the counties he cited, they got 500 vaccines. And I believe he said they got them out the same day. So that was just a lesson for us. And so we asked the staff, how can we get these vaccines out quicker? And then the staff over there said, we're just overwhelmed, but we got a lot of people wanting to volunteer. So we put our thinking heads together, and we said we need a volunteer coordinator. And so we just talked amongst ourselves, and we were going to actually ask Lynn to work with the city and be the volunteer coordinator, because Lynn is, as I tell you all, she's like that kid, that cheerleader in high school who's always trying to pair up Johnny and Susie to date. And Lynn knows everyone. So we were actually going to go ahead and do an IGA with the county health department, and then have potentially Lynn work with us, but the county health department figured out they've got a better way of doing it. And I think they're still going to use Lynn's services, but we don't have to be the middle person anymore, which actually works out great. So I know I spoke to every one of you, and you were all supportive, and I still appreciate that, but we're not going to get involved. The county's going to, health department's going to go directly and work with Lynn. So it's working great. And so I appreciate all of you allowing us to adjust the agenda at the last minute. I was on the phone all weekend, and Bart and Jim and Kathy and Lynn, I know they're sick of hearing from me every weekend, but that's the way it's been lately. But it was real good, and I know Jason, you got a tour of the building today. Anything you want to offer?
Sure, I did. I had the pleasure to go through today, and I have to say I was pretty impressed and pleased with the staff and all the volunteers coming together. Obviously, this is a, we're in the middle of a pandemic, so it's very critical to get things out efficiently and easily. Communication is a big deal. But I noticed everybody was doing a great job there, and it seemed like things were moving flawlessly. And a lot of the people I spoke to said they're open to constructive criticism. They want to make things better and easier to make it a smooth process. And I was very impressed with that. So everybody had a lot of ideas and solutions to move it forward and get better, which is unheard of. So great job to everybody involved. There's too many people to name, obviously, but I'm looking forward to making it better. So thank you guys all that were involved.
Thank you, Jason. And again, it's a volunteer coordinator position. So I don't know what the sign-up process is, but they're definitely looking for volunteers. The more volunteers we get, the quicker we can make this process when we get vaccinations. And I know Lynn's got some great ideas, but I've had a lot of people ask me how they can volunteer. People, as Jason said, people are just wanting to make this smooth, and people are wanting to help. And it's just going to be fantastic, and the council's just really been fantastic on this. So I'm really excited. In fact, from one of the meetings we had last week, we had a couple meetings last week, we actually sent a letter to our 8 or 9 state senators and representatives combined in Kemper County. Came from the county board chairman and myself, and then I spoke to the Mayor Hausler, President Parlier, and President Browley of Montgomery, Oswego, and Plano, and they were very receptive too. We sent a letter to our reps and senators stating we want 20,000 vaccines immediately. Now, I don't know that we'll get 20,000, but we need to be able to ramp up to that. And I'm confident within a couple of weeks, we'll have a setup, a system in place where we can handle 20,000. I was on the phone with Representative Wheeler today. I said, is there a way we can get more for next week? And we're going to keep pushing, because again, I don't see why we can't be the leading county in the state of Illinois. And it will help all of us. It'll help everyone in the community. It'll help the businesses. It's a good cause. And I appreciate all of your support. And I appreciate the staff support, because I've been a kind of an SOB a few times about this, but the staff's been very, very receptive. And Lynn, thanks for stepping up, Lynn. I know you've got nothing else going on, but thanks for stepping up. I appreciate it very much, so thank you. And Kathy, too, she's been very nice to me.
Lisa, too. Lisa was there with us Sunday.
Well, that's a good point. Lisa came and reposted the agenda. It turned out we didn't need to do it. So thanks, Lisa. I know you were trying to watch football all day. So that's all I had. Any other questions or comments on that? Thank you all. Public Works, we had no meeting, correct?
Correct. No report.
Okay. EDC, anything?
No report.
Excellent. Public Safety, anything?
No report.
Okay. Admin Committee, Mr. Funkhauser's not here. What do you want to do with it? Ms. Milchewski, any thoughts?
I'd like to make a motion to table this to the next City Council meeting, please.
There's a motion to table until the next City Council meeting. There was that second by, was that Peterson? Okay, so we have a motion by Milchewski and a second by Peterson to table to the next City Council meeting. That requires a roll call, please.
Butcher?
Yes.
Breeders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Milchewski?
Yes.
Chiroulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Excellent, thank you. Well, that was excellent. Park Board, anything from the Park Board? Is Tim there?
No, he's not attending
today. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no report.
Okay, no report. And I was able to take a couple of his staff members through on a tour today of the new building, and they were excited. They're very excited, so everyone's excited. Okay, Planning and Zoning Commission, Christy, what is this first one? Kennedy Road, 1.5 mile review, 2020-13. Do we need a motion on this?
There is a motion drafted, directing staff, I believe, to say that we are okay with the request.
Okay, so we're looking for a motion for 2020-13 and 2106 for 9261 Kennedy Road variance, 1.5 mile review, to direct staff to say the city's okay with this. Is there a motion?
Second.
Okay, I heard a second by Frieders. Ms. Milshewski is just on the ball today. Okay, and Christy, I know you've been waiting just to talk about this all night, so tell us, please.
The petitioners are the homeowners of the property. This is a mile and a half review, as you mentioned. So we took this to the Planning and Zoning Commission if they had any questions. The variance is for the reduction of a setback for a driveway. The driveway by code should be about 5 feet setback from the property line. This one would be 0 feet due to topography and drainage issues. Staff did not see a problem with it. It didn't have anything to do with land use, so we had no objection, and neither did the PZA.
Excellent. Questions or comments on this? Roll call, please.
Frieders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Giroulas?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Clocher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Next, we have PZC 2020-14 and EDC 2107, Ordinance Amending the Yorkville Zoning Ordinance regarding sign maintenance and regulations for non-conforming signs. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Okay. Second.
Clocher, and I think I heard Frieders. Did I hear Frieders second? Okay.
Aye.
Was that Arvin J? And Jaya. Okay, Christy, this came about the, this is a result of the car wash, right? And then we reviewed the maintenance essentially for those types of signs. Is that correct, Christy?
That's correct.
Anything else you want to add, Christy?
No, aside from that, the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing and they voted in favor of the petition.
Excellent, thank you. Questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Giroulas?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Clocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Yes.
Motion carries.
So thank you all. You know, I appreciate that very much. I think that was a very business-friendly thing to do, to look at the existing signs and try to make it more practical for them. And I was pleased to see that five of the six members of the PZC were supportive of a business-friendly ordinance. I know they all weren't, but I think five really support businesses in town, and they're to be applauded. So thank you very much. Next, we have City Council report. Mr. Frieders, do you have anything?
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor. Thank you for the handoff. Hope for the Day, National Suicide Prevention and Action Month proclamation outreach has already begun. We just today hit our 20th city in our 11th different state. And I also got a chance to interview my second intern, so we will be having two people reaching out across the country to encourage municipalities to identify suicide as an issue, remind people there are services available, and remember that they themselves are enough. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Frieders. And Mr. Frieders, your term will be done in about 4 months. I hope you continue to update us on this, and whether maybe it's quarterly or however you do it. And then when we pass a resolution, I want you to at least zoom in on those meetings if we're still zooming. I hope you keep us updated.
I will. 109 days, sir. Thank you.
Not that anyone's counting or anything, right? Thank you. Anyone else from the city council have anything? If any of you want to see the VAX site, I think we call it the mobile clinic, but really it's the new building. If any of you want to see that in action, just contact Lynn or contact Jim. Is that okay, Jim?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Jim has just been super involved with this, so thank you. Okay, community and liaison reports. Do we have any? That's a French word, I think, liaison. Do we have any community and French liaison reports? Okay, any staff reports?
No reports.
So the next thing we have is the budget update. And I know that sales tax still comes in strong. And Bart or Rob, did one of you want to give an update on some of these taxes at all? Or we anything to report?
I'll defer to Rob.
Where's Rob at?
Right here, Mayor.
There you are.
Just a real brief update from last meeting. We did get income tax and local use tax came in as well. Income tax was pretty robust. It was up 16% from last January, coming in at just over $200,000. And local use continues to be strong, coming in at 23% over last year's amount. Came in January about $75,000. It does look like that has been taking place, transferring we're reclassifying local use as municipal sales. Local use was tracking in the 40s, and now it's kind of coming back down into the 20s. On the flip side, sales tax has been increased by about 6-7% over the last couple of months. So it looks like that reclassification process at the state level is well underway.
Rob, thank you. Are there questions or comments from the council? Mr. Frieders, did you have anything?
No, I just wanted to kind of remind the council of the positive impact that our front-funded grant program had on the community. I'm not sure if you've been hearing from any of the local business owners, but I've had more than a couple very, very thankful phone calls. And I'm trying to do my part to make sure that I'm eating around the area to go and dine in where applicable. But honestly, the best way that you can be humane at this moment is by abiding by recommendations as far as masks, 6 feet, indoor dining, all of that stuff, but also by remembering that everybody's kind of going through their own bag of crap at the moment, so try to be a little bit more graceful, especially when you're talking about how you feel about stuff. So just remember that what you did the past few weeks really, really saved a few people's butts in the community, and if they haven't told you directly, they are blatantly thankful, because they a number of them actually told me. So thank you again, City Council and Mayor and the city.
Mr. Frieder, it's a great point. And again, that was really more the council and Bart and Lynn. You're the ones who approved that. Lynn and Bart did the legwork. I know Lisa prepared a lot of the paperwork, but to your point, I absolutely heard this by many times from different businesses. They are so thankful. And we are going to keep several of them open just by the generosity of the city council. It's going to get them through the winter, and then when things start to open up, as we hope they will, and I believe they will, it's going to be good. So, Joel, you're absolutely right. It was a great thing you all did. And you know, here we are. What is today? The 26th. Think about that. It's hard to believe. I was calling people on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and they got the checks the following week, I believe. And way quicker in the state, but it's already been almost a month. It's time flies. Before you know it, it's like 5 weeks before March 1st. And we've also, along those lines too, we have sent out, or we're getting ready to send out, letters to the businesses who had the outdoor dining. And we're going to let them know now, not wait till April. We're going to let them know that you've already all approved, last I think it was September, you already approved the outdoor dining, just like we did in 2020 for 2021. So they can get a head start, and we're letting them know that whatever they needed last time, if they need the same thing again, just to let us know, because the city council is very supportive of the businesses. And it shows. Our sales tax, we're doing much better than a lot of municipalities. So thank you for that very much. Anything else on the budget? Bart, do you have anything on the Prairie Point building update?
The update is that I have no update.
So there's no update?
We're expecting a discussion at the next city council meeting, but in the meantime, we're still analyzing it.
So in case you couldn't understand it, we're anticipating some discussion at the next meeting. So we can be discussing a lot of buildings, unless you postpone the other buildings again. But we're getting all kinds of input, and we're going to discuss it hopefully next meeting. It's going to be fantastic. Okay. Any additional business? I hear none. Any citizen comments? I hear none. No need for executive session. I'm looking for a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
So moved. Second.
Frieders,
yes.
And Plocher. Roll call, please. All yeses. Thank you. Have a good night.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you all. I appreciate it.